Some days later, Robin, Friar Tuck, and Little John are wandering through the woods with the tinker, Dick of Banbury, who is leading them in a merry song.
A tinker I am, my name, Tinker Bell, from morn to night I trust it. Oh, no, with my faith, my heart for the state, my soul within this budget. Work for the tinker, talk with the men, for they are lads of metal. But well, if you could mend your lives as I can mend a kettle. But well, if you could mend your lives as I can mend a kettle.
Work for the tinkers, all good men, for they are lads of metal.
But well, if you could mend your lives as I can mend a kettle.
But well, if we could mend your lives as I can mend a kettle.
Friar, what's that lying there under the tree?
By my faith, it's something covered in royal silk.
Go see what it is, Little John.
Why, it's a lad all dressed in royal finery. There's still breath in his body.
Lift him up, John. Hold your song, Dick.
Aye!
There, he's opening his eyes. Easy, lad, we'll not harm you.
I seek Robin Hood.
Speak, lad. I am Robin Hood.
Queen Eleanor sent two of us to bring you to her. But the sheriff took us before his court on false charges, and we were sentenced to be hung from the highest tree in Sherwood Forest. I made my escape, but my companion will surely hang if you don't save him.
Robin will see that your friend goes free. Friar Tuck, do you run and fetch the others. And you, John, run to the nearest road and buy the clothes from the back of some passing beggar. I'll await you just this side of the great oak tree.
I'll be there before you.
Not long after Robin arrives at the place of meeting, Little John comes running with the clothes. As Robin slips the coat over his Lincoln green and pulls the hat down well over his eyes, the sounds of the approaching soldiers can be heard. Robin, looking like some old beggar who's lost his way in the woods, bends low and totters forward. As he draws closer, he can hear the sheriff trying to persuade one of his soldiers to act as hangman. Robin halts before the sheriff and says,
"For 20 shilling, I'll hang the varlet for you, sheriff."
"Be quick and you'll get the money."
"Now, Page, no good squirming. Bend your head down and let me put the rope around your neck."
"When I hand you my horn, blow 3 sharp blasts on it."
"Hurry, old man."
"Patience, sheriff. We must see whether his hands are tied well."
"I've cut your bond, but keep your hands behind you."
"We can't wait forever."
"Only one thing more, sheriff. May I take a bow and arrow from one of your soldiers, just to help the lad on his way to heaven as he dangles at the rope's end?"
"Give him your bow."
"Now, back to the lad, and he'll soon swing."
"Stop your laughter and get on with it."
"No one stops Robin Hood's laughter. Blow the horn, Page." "Don't move, sheriff. You'll have this arrow through your black heart."
"It's Robin Hood. Lord, save us. It's
soldiers, you can have your lives. Throw your weapons down and run, for here come my men."
"Here he is. Oh, we're
Why, he's caught the sheriff."
"And now, brave Page, you're free."
"Thanks to you, Robert."
"Here I'm known as Robin Hood."
"To me, you have always been Robert."
"Your voice, it's changed. Lift your face, lad."
"Perhaps my hat hides the secret. I'll take it off."
"Marion."
"It's Lady Marion."
"Yes, Robin. We must go to the Queen at once. I've pleaded with her, and she's promised her help."
"A hearty we will go, a hearty we will go.